Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1136 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 105 next to Mary's. There is a good deal of water over there by Mr. Quinn's room. Mary's hair was a light kind of sandy color. You could plainly see the dark spots and white spots with it 10 or 12 feet away. Helen and Mary were the best of friends and were neighbors. Helen made mention that Mary was not there when we were paid off. I have never noticed any spots around the metal room. That's the first time I had ever seen anything like that. Redirect examination. I have never looked for spots before. It's a dirty floor, full of oil dirt. I don't know whose hair that was. Helen did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary's money. She did not have any business going to Mr. Frank when Mr. Schiff was there paying off. She did not go in and ask Mr. Frank for Mary's money. I left with her. I went one way, and she went another. Re-cross-examination. Mr. Frank paid off sometimes. If there is any trouble about the amount of our money, we would go to anybody that was in the office. Mr. Frank was not paying off that day. Wade Campbell, sworn for the defendant. I have been working for the pencil factory for about a year and a half. I had a conversation with my sister, Mrs. Arthur White, on Monday, April 28th. She told me that she had seen a Negro sitting at the elevator shaft when she went in the factory at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and that she came out at 12:30. She heard low voices, but couldn't see anybody. On April 26th, I got to the factory about 9:30, with Mr. Frank was in his outer office. He was laughing and joking with people there, and joked with me. He thought I wanted to borrow some money. I stayed about 5 or 10 minutes and left the factory. That was about 9:40. I have never seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan. On Tuesday after the murder, I went up on the fourth floor with Mr. Frank. I did not see the Negro Conley talk to him at all that time. Cross-examination. My sister said she saw the Negro when she went in the factory. When she heard the voices coming out, she was coming down the steps from the second floor. I saw the spots where they claim was blood, close to the girls' dressing room on second floor. I couldn't say whether it was blood or not. I deny that I ever said that my sister said she saw the Negro on the box when she came out of the factory. He was sitting on a box between the elevator shaft and the staircase. That looks like my signature. I don't know whether it is or not. Yes, I corrected certain statements in that paper.